Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So, as some of you know, in my previous podcast, I did mention that I ended up testing positive for COVID. Now, today is my first day of actually going back to work, so I wanted to get my thoughts into that, as well as what the kind of process of was throughout the previous 2 or 3 weeks. I ended up getting tested for COVID, and I had it really bad. At least the first couple of days, I was having a really bad headache, really bad fever, and that shit sucked so much, because every time I looked to my left or right, up, down, my headache would just pound, and it was super annoying. It was super ridiculous. Every time I got up or just moving in general gave me a really big headache, and I was realizing that, okay, I'm not good, you know, I don't feel good. My fever, for sure. When I was sleeping in the bed, everything just felt super cold. I needed more blankets. And that's the kind of feeling I was getting in the first couple of days. And as time went by, about the fourth day, that's when I started for sure feeling better. And from there on, I was feeling much better, but I never really was really noticing it. I just kind of had sore throat and a runny nose at that time, dry throat as well at times, which was super annoying. So once I hit about 2 weeks had passed, I ended up getting a call from the doctor. So apparently, with every positive patient, every person who's had COVID, tested positive, you get a call from the doctor. It's like a checkup kind of thing. And if you let them know that you have no symptoms and you're okay, then that you know you should be good to work, you should be okay, but still be cautious, because you're still impossible of getting a new form of the coronavirus that's in my system, because apparently viruses are able to mutate. So if it ends up changing, then it's a different kind of scenario then, and I can end up getting it again, which is really crazy. And to take precaution, just like always, is what the doctor told me. And yeah, I've been taking an insane amount of caution with other people, or just hand sanitizer, you know, mask, all that good stuff, or all that stuff that we have to live through in this generation, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. So yes, I ended up getting that call about four or five days ago. I ended up getting that call, and yeah, so now I am on the road going back to work after about two and a half weeks of not working. And it kind of, I would say it's somewhat of a vacation. Somewhat it did feel like it. Sometimes it didn't. Sometimes it just felt like I was in here able to do much, but I was grateful at the fact that I was able to stay in here and kind of get used to my apartment, do different stuff I won't do normally. Try to be a lot more consistent with my health or eating or my podcast. I'm taking my health super seriously, at least super serious. I've been trying to eat the proper foods that I should be eating throughout the morning, making sure I have at least 3 meals a day, because I never really be doing that. I never really be making sure I have those proper meals throughout the days, and it sucks, and it's just so annoying to have to even deal with. But I never realized that was actually just reality. That was pretty much the baseline of close to nothing, because you have to do as an essential, close to breathing, close to, yeah, that's my point being, is that's what those kind of situations are with health, specifically health is what I mean. And yeah, with the podcast, I've just been trying to keep it consistent, trying to keep it moving, trying to keep it going, upload at the time, with the time that I have, or create content for the future. Like I have 2 podcasts that I've recorded, and I have them just kind of sitting there waiting for the right time to upload them. And throughout this whole process, like it really has been a process. Like it wasn't just relaxing, because when you're on your own, like I'm on my own with my girl, and you know, taking care of myself or just being able to want growth in my podcast, or even thinking about income, like all that was coming to my mind, all that stuff. And sometimes it would annoy me, sometimes it would bring me down, sometimes it would get me to that point of not wanting to do much, not wanting to really be, I don't want to say productive, but I mean more in wanting to do a lot of steps to create successful goals, to create successful ease. And give me one moment, I don't know where I just dropped that. Yeah, I mean, many people don't even think about that. Some people just don't get to that point where they're like, oh, you know what, we should be thinking about shit like that, we should be doing that, we should be doing this, you know, make sure we're staying okay. And that's good. I mean, that's understandable for a lot of people. But when I was in my kind of situation, I mean, even now, I'm still super wanting to do a lot of stuff, wanting to be super active with everything that I'm doing, making sure I get a good breakfast in the other day. I don't know, try to get some form of blood pumping. Today, I didn't really. I mean, like 5 push-ups, so I guess that's not even a real kind of blood pumping situation. But throughout the past couple of days, I have been skating, and skating has been fun. It's been so much fun. I've always been a super fan of that. Skateboarding has been literally everything with me. And lately throughout life, everything I've been going through has been showing me on how life really is, on how important it feels, and glad, grateful to have skateboarding in my life, because people have other shit, people have darker shit, people go through so much different situations that mess them up, and they don't know what to do. They get to that point, they just don't know what to do, they get in a bad position, and it happens way too often. It happens to the point where you get into negative, like really bad situations. I had a buddy that I was talking to, and he was telling about a lot of different shit. He's been going through so much shit, and he told me he wished that he hung out with me or my other buddy, who, to him, saying we're doing okay in life, we're doing good. And that shit struck me, because when he told me, when my friend was telling me all this, when he was telling me that he feels he should have stayed on a better path just like I did, I still feel like I'm on a bumpy path. It may look like, from a different perspective, an amazing path, or what I'm doing is crazy good, but the reality of it is going through it really sucked. Going through that motion, going through everything that I've been through, everything is all a process. So, and never take that for granted. And I'm grateful, like, when he's telling me, like, yeah, I'm happy that I have this life, but life has still been hard. Life has its ups and downs. Life has its fucking bumpy roads. Life has its places where you don't want to go. Your insecurities you don't want to face. Your fears, you look at them and you run away. And it's like that in the real world. And it happens. And to not feel guilty or shame, because it's normal, but to understand that one day you have to get through those obstacles in your life, regardless of what the situation is. And skateboarding has really brought that out for me. Skateboarding, I love skateboarding because it's an amazing sport. It's a very scary experience at first, but once you learn comfortability, once you learn balance, you really understand, like it's so awesome landing a trick. The feeling is the best feeling in the world, the best dopamine shot, I swear. You land something and it just feels right, and you land it crispy enough, you're just like, ooh, like, I fuck with that. And many people don't do much. Many people don't realize that or experience it. And I recommend skateboarding for sure. And it can be a stress reliever, but it also cause stress, don't get me wrong, because then you get so mad that you can't land a trick, or it's hard. You might be working on that trick for a couple days, weeks, months, years, I don't know. But yeah, the point being, skateboarding's always been with me. Skateboarding's always been with me. I think it always will be. I plan to get tatted because of it. I don't think that many people have a hobby like skateboarding is for me in their life. And I can't even imagine that. And in a sense, I kind of can, because I didn't have skateboarding for a little while in my life. In 2019, I literally didn't focus on it at all. I'd go about once every 2 months, once a month, skateboarding, and I never really thought of it. It just wasn't come to mind. Maybe even once every 3 months,
Like it was that point, and I remember like, wow, skating is just on my mind. Like I don't have the same passion for it. Now it's different. Now I've been through different situations, different blocks, different walls in my life, and I've been able to overcome them. And with skateboarding, I've developed like a passion again. I've developed that same spark. It may not be that same specific feeling with hanging out with friends, just being out with them and learning and trying different shit, talking shit to each other, playing games of skate. It may not be that specific feeling, but it is the feeling of comfort when I'm on the skateboard and I'm feeling okay. And even though I know I can fall at any time, I could probably die off of it, break my nose, break my neck, break my arm, wrist, ankle, whatever the case is, knee. Even though I know those are possibilities for sure, I still do it because of the love, because of the passion that I have for it. And I don't think that I don't want it to ever go away. I don't plan to ever letting that go. Now that I say it, if you know who Eric Thomas is, he mentions to not let go, to fight for the things you love, to fight when the world is 100% against you and everything's against you, all the odds, and to hold on to something. And I think with skateboarding, I'm holding on to it, and I don't want to let it go. I can't. And to anyone who ever says skateboarding is for just kids, no. If a kid's skating, you should need to give that kid respect, because it takes guts, and kids don't realize the amount of strength they have as kids. And what rips that apart is probably traumatizing situations, very very negative situations that they don't end up expecting. But I think if a kid is for sure able to skateboard, then they can handle a lot in life. Because skateboarding is all about is learning through the struggle, like doing kickflip 100 times, 1,000 times. I don't even know, and then landing it that one time and knowing that after that you're good to go, because you're gonna, if you can do it again, if you do it once, you can do it again. So knowing that, it helps you, and you're just like, wow. And that gives you a lesson. And I always told myself skateboarding is a lesson, because I would hear people say it, I would hear pros say it, and I guess I never really knew what that meant. I had I somewhat understood, I just never experienced it, if that's the best way to put it. And with the situation of someone who has never skateboarded, then I definitely think you should try it a couple of times, once, 3 times at least. If you try it one time, you might get discouraged, because it's a sport where you have to get comfortable, and it really, really do have to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it's cap, unless you're just someone who really feels off the board and has understood it for a long while, or you're just one of those kids who are prodigies and is able to come to their senses like that with how to get everything right, do it properly. I think that is it for this podcast, but I do want to say thank you for becoming a listener. Thank you for listening, clicking on this podcast, having the interest. Skateboarding has always been with me, and I love it for sure. I won't ever give it up. And thank you so much. Until next time.